Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. On this broadcast, Shaladio teaches God's word on soul ties and other relationship issues affecting the believer. Listen and be blessed.
Hi there, welcome to the program. My name is Shaladio. Welcome to episode 27 of our series on how to believe God for a spouse. In this series, I am sharing fundamental spiritual principles that will help single men and women to believe God for a spouse and to also find their spouse. I'll be sharing core principles of confessions, faith, hope, seed principle, prayer, discernment, and so on. This series will apply to both men and women. I want to share this prayer with you before we start. Please make this a daily prayer. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now I pray that there will be an outpouring of your spirit right here today in the name of Jesus, that will cause the eyes of our understanding to be opened. Lord, I pray that you will speak directly to the hearts of your people through my vocal cords today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Last episode, I answered a question which I made up from a few conversations I've had in recent past, which goes, no one has ever come. I don't know any single or eligible person in my immediate circle. How do I get my spouse to meet me, or how do I meet my spouse? I addressed this question in the previous episode, and that's episode 26. Very interesting. I think 25 and 26. So you want to get a copy of the downloads and listen to them if you've not come across them yet. Now, today, I want to share three things to do to avoid heartbreaks on your way to meeting your spouse. Now, I mean, there's a lot of fear going on out there. There's a lot of, a lot of information, you know, being spread about various things, about various people. And people are, you know, trying to calculate, okay, these are the sort of people to avoid, these are not the sort of people to avoid. And everyone is doing their own thing and saying what they think is best, all in a bid to protect themselves. But I want to share three things from the scriptures that will prevent you from having heartbreaks on your way to meeting your spouse, and also will ensure that you meet the right person. Yeah, because one of the things that people fear the most really is meeting with heartbreaks and meeting with emotional disasters. So there are three things I want to drop with you today. Now, the first thing, and these three things, I've got three subtitles for them. I've got three subtitles for them, and they are very contemporary and not the sort of things that you hear very often. Now, the first thing I want to share with you, if you have three lines on your notebook, you can write 1, 2, 3. Number one is keep your legs closed. Keep your legs closed. Hebrews 13 verse 4, it says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but warmongers and adulterers God will judge. Now, if you are a Christian and you're a believer in God's word, now this is the Bible, this is the scripture. It says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. So if you want to do marriage the Christian way, it means that you have to keep your bed undefiled. And I just want to say this, that I've listened to so many heartbreak stories, so many of them, and one thing, and I've read so many of them also online, and one common denominator with at least 98% of all the stories I've heard and of all the stories I've read is that they were practicing fornication. And most times, it is the guys who come in to con the women into fornication. The women submit to fornication in the hope of getting a marriage commitment. And it turns up, he ends up in a disaster, and the guys are gone and move on to next victims. Now, people may say, all right, the women also have their parts to play. Yes, I've also come across scenarios too where women would intentionally and willfully trap men into fornication in a bid to get them into marriage, because knowing fully well that, okay, these men are sexually active and this is the sort of thing that they really like, then they offer it as a form of soul tie to tie the man up into a commitment, or to influence him rather into a commitment. And some even go as far as fleecing you of money using sex, and then when you thought that there was going to be marriage happening, then the lady just walks off, carts away. She's carted away all your money, carted away all the things you spent money on for her, and she's moved on to the next victim. So really, if you look at it by scriptural standards, it is a very bad deal. And you see, one of the things I discovered is that bozos will hardly spend time with you once they know that you operate a no fornication policy. And Delilahs also would hardly spend time with you once they know that you have a zipped up policy. Now, the only reason why a Delilah thrives in the life of a man is because he has no control over his erection. And the issue is that once these people know that you are not up for this kind of nonsense, they just move on. So you are very unlikely to find yourself in the hands of a fornicator, either a bozo or a Delilah, if you operate a very clearly stated no fornication policy. And also, one thing that will help you is that once you know that this is what people are up to, terminate your associations with such people immediately, without thinking twice, without tolerating them. Once you do this, you eliminate at least 70% of the reasons why people's hearts get broken. You eliminate it from your life. That's the policy. I mean, you're a Christian lady now, and a guy begins to hold a conversation with you. He claims to be a Christian, and then the next thing he does is to ask you for your naked pictures. Don't even wait to negotiate. Just shut the guy down immediately. Shut him down. Close every contact you have with him. Exterminate him from your social media contacts. Block him on Twitter. Block him on Facebook. Block him on Instagram. Take off his numbers and don't ever entertain his calls again. Now, by the time you do that twice, the news will go around that you are not up for that nonsense. So they will avoid you. Seriously. Same thing if they are asking you for fornication. Just shut them down. Don't negotiate. The moment you wait around to negotiate, you will get sucked in. Especially if you are desperate to marry, you are over 30, your parents are already making noise all over the place, and then you now meet this kind of silly people. You easily give in when you start negotiating with them. Once you see that this is the kind of person, this definitely is an Ishmael, not an Isaac. So just shut the person down completely, totally, and just leave them there, shut down. And once you do that, you are safe. They will never come to you again. Once you operate that policy, you have freedom, you have peace. So the number one thing to keeping, one step to keeping yourself free from heartbreaks as a Christian sister, is that you keep your legs closed. Don't fornicate with anyone. Then the then also, okay, I've got scriptures I want to read to you before I go to the next point. Proverbs 13 verse 20, he says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." And this also, for you to implement this also means that you have to revise your association list. If you keep you are a Christian, you're a sister, and you're keeping associations with men who have no respect for the things of God, the Bible says that a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So you are on your way to destruction if you keep company with fools. Who is a fool? A fool is someone who has no regard for the things of God, who has no respect for the things of God. They cannot be your companion. Who is a companion? A companion is your close friend, closer than normal. A companion is someone you keep your secrets with, your information with. So you cannot keep companion with such people, or else you're going to be destroyed. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners." So it means that if you still keep company with these people, your good manner, your good Christianity shall end up in shambles, and that's a very serious thing. The second step to keeping your heart free from heartbreaks, and these are serious things, these are things that I also practiced in my life, so I'm not sharing theories with you, is to keep your Bible open. Keep your Bible open. Now, what do I mean by keeping your Bible open? What I mean is that you feed on the Word of God in this area of relationships and marriages. That you feed on the Word of God. You study what the Word of God has to say, and you obey what the Word of God has to say concerning the area of relationships and marriage. And this is one thing that I find lacking amongst Christians. Christians are there fantasizing about how their marriages will look like those of the Hollywood people, how their weddings will look like those of the Hollywood people, but they have no knowledge. They feed on no knowledge. No knowledge of God's word and no knowledge of relationships, which is really, really very pathetic. And once you do not have God's word, once you don't have God's word in this area of relationships and marriage, then you're going to get caught out. I'll see you guys after the break. We'll continue with this after the break. Thank you.
Welcome back to the second part of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. Listen and be blessed.
Welcome back. Where did we stop again? We stopped at point number two, which is keep your Bible open. And then I mentioned that we need to develop a habit of feeding on God's word in this area of relationships and marriage. Now, one thing I've noticed here is that a lot of times we desire to go into relationships, we desire to go into marriage. Well, driven by this desire a lot, and this desire is fueled by either our personal experiences or fueled by pressure mounting from friends and family and social media and everyone. But one thing that we seem to have missed out a lot on as Christians is that we've not actually taken time to hear the sayings of Jesus about what we want to do. And one thing about life is that if you really want to succeed, if you really want to succeed in anything as a Christian, you need to, first of all, look for the sayings of Jesus concerning that situation. You are not going to succeed operating with the sayings of social media. You are not going to succeed operating with the sayings of your friends and family. You are not going to succeed operating with the sayings of your culture. I'll give you an example now. I mean, there are a lot of myths that are held by people out there and by many cultures out there, and you need to dispel those myths, because following or not following those myths is not what is going to guarantee you success. What is going to guarantee you success as a Christian is finding out what the sayings of Jesus are. When I mean sayings, I mean his words, his thoughts, the thoughts of Jesus, the sayings of Jesus, the speech of Jesus about the thing that you want to do. Now let's read Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to read verses 24 to 27. I'll start reading now. Matthew 7, I'll read verses 24 to 25 first, and then I'll read 26 to 27. 24 to 25. Matthew 7. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, this is very interesting. Now, what the Bible is saying here is that if you hear the sayings of Jesus and do them, that you will be like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Now, many of us today are seeing people's houses that are falling down. We're seeing marriages that are falling down, falling apart like a $2 suitcase. The other day, one of my friends on social media, Esther Ijewere, was telling us a story of how a marriage fell apart in only 2 months, just 2 months. And they just fell apart like a $2 suitcase. Now, things are going to fall apart. Marriages will fall apart. People will fall apart very cheaply. But the Bible is saying that whoever heareth the sayings of Jesus and doeth them, that the rain will descend, the floods will come, the winds will blow and beat upon your house, beat upon your marriage. But the Bible says that your house or your marriage or whatever you have built upon the sayings of Jesus will not fall. Why? Because it was founded upon a rock. So my question to you today is this: how many of the things that you are declaring today publicly are the sayings of Jesus Christ? When you come up with stuff like, if you marry from one part of the country, the marriage will fail. Is that what Jesus said? Are those the sayings of Jesus Christ? You need to look for the sayings of Jesus Christ. You need to separate yourself from what the people are saying onto the sayings of Jesus Christ. And you see, this is one of the areas that opens believers up to devastating results that the world also suffers. If you do not embrace the sayings of Jesus Christ concerning marriage and relationship, then you are open to the same outcome that the heathen out there is open to. And that is the truth. There is no guarantee over whatever you are doing if you do not have the sayings of Jesus in your heart and you are not practicing the sayings of Jesus. Now, let's read Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. And everyone that heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So the Bible is saying here that if you hear the sayings of Jesus and you don't do them. Now, you see, what even makes me, feel for people now is that half of the Christians are not even aware of the sayings of Jesus Christ. You are only aware of the sayings of social media, of the sayings of your friends, of the sayings of tradition, of the sayings of your culture, but you are not aware at all of the sayings of Jesus Christ. Now, the sayings of Jesus Christ, you need to be aware of them, you need to hear them, and you need to do them. Now, this one even says that this man heard the sayings of Jesus Christ but did not do them. But my own question to you is that, have you even heard the sayings of Jesus Christ about marriage at all? at all? Do you know anything that Jesus Christ has said about marriage? I'm not saying what your parents said. I'm not saying what predictions your parent gave that, okay, if you marry from this place, your marriage will go like this. That's not the sayings of Jesus. What did Jesus say to you concerning marriage? Has he said anything to you? Have you gone to open your Bible to hear the sayings of Jesus Christ with a view to doing the sayings of Jesus Christ? It's not just enough for you to desire to marry. What do you know about marriage? Can you quote three scriptures about marriage? Do you know how God constituted New Testament marriage? Do you know what it is all about? The man that says he wants to marry you, does he know anything about Christian marriage? The man that says he's interested in a relationship with you and is asking for your nude photographs, does he know anything about marriage? As does he know three scriptures about marriage? Does he know what the sayings of Jesus Christ are about marriage? And this is what you need to pay attention to as a Christian. And if you don't have this, your heart is going to be broken, because you're going to open your life up to just any idiot that turns up, because you don't have the sayings of Jesus Christ. The sayings of Jesus Christ will prevent you from allowing certain people into your life. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? So if you are operating under the sayings of Jesus Christ, you will never see it as necessary. You will never see it as fanciful. You will never see it as right to team up with another person who is not operating by the sayings of Jesus Christ. So that is number two way how to avoid a broken heart. Now, let me give you an example what one saying of Jesus Christ is. I mean, because if you don't know what a saying of Jesus Christ is, let me tell you one of them. Mark 11:22-26. It says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. So you see, this is what Jesus said, not what social media said. If you follow social media, if you follow your friends, follow your relatives, follow everybody else, apart from what Jesus is saying, then you miss out on the outcome that Jesus guaranteed for his children. He says that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You see, that's the saying of Jesus Christ. So Jesus said that you have what you say, not what they said, what you say. But the problem is that you are saying what they said. And if you are saying what they said, you too will have what they have. So if a woman whose husband has cheated says that all men are cheat, so if you now embrace that, and you also now say you are not married though, you're probably going to marry in 2 years, you now embrace what she said, which is not the saying of Jesus Christ, and you say all men are cheats, what you have done is that you have established a future for yourself where all the men that come into your circle are cheats. Very simple. Very simple. Very, very simple. So if you are a Christian, don't join them to say those toxic things, or else that is the future you will build for yourself, and then you will see it fall like a pack of cards, and you will replicate the testimonies of those people, all because you did not embrace the sayings of Jesus Christ as number one over whatever else that you have heard from other people. And then the last one I want to talk about is only do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And the scripture for that is in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 16. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He says the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He says, for as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. One thing I want to say to you is that go and read the Old Testament. Every battle where David asked God, Lord, shall I go up or not? And he obeyed the instructions of God. He never lost it. David never lost a battle where he asked God, should I go up against the enemy or not? He always asked counsel at the mouth of God. So if you always ask permission from God, you will never, ever fall into the hands of a heartbreaker. Never step into any relationship in your life based on the counsel of your Ahithophels. Put your matters before God and ask counsel at his mouth and only do whatever he tells you to do. That is the number three key. A lot of girls don't know this. I mean, a guy comes along, begins to sweet talk you. You don't even ask God, your father, that should I be having a relationship with this person? And you just jump into it. And then the guy breaks your heart. And then you are angry against God. The God that you did not listen to. The God whose opinion you never sought about this person. God knows everything about that person that is talking to you. God can show you the things about that person that will make you make a proper decision about him. Let me give you some examples. There was a lady who listens to my broadcast, and you know, in the past I had done teachings on like praying in tongues, praying in the Holy Spirit, so that you be able to know what is going on in the spirit realm. Now, of course, social media knows nothing about this. So when you say pray in the spirit, they first of all even attack you. That who are you to say that you are praying in tongues? That tongues is dead. Fair enough. Tongues is not dead. We pray in tongues and we get results. Now, the issue is this. The lady started praying in tongues. Now, this guy was talking to her and she was flowing. One day, she was on the phone with this guy and she heard a voice in the background, a female voice. And she just asked the guy, who is that? And the guy said, that was my sister. And she didn't even bother about it. Now, of course, she wasn't catching feelings like everybody else does and putting stuff all over social media, my BAE, my boo, my all those things. She was praying in tongues. As she was praying, the Lord said, that voice you heard is not the voice of his sister. It is the voice of his baby mama. He has a child with her. And she was like, what? Did I hear correctly? Yes. And the lady, the following day, rang the guy up and asked her. And asked him, do you have a child and do you have a woman living with you? The guy said, who told you? The lady said, the Holy Spirit revealed it to me that you lied yesterday. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that was how the Holy Spirit saved her from a heartbreak. So if you are not spiritually intelligent, then you are open to heartbreaks. Seriously. I have another lady as well. She also is into this broadcast. And then the Lord gave her a dream. And in that dream, this alleged Christian who attends a very popular church in Lagos, Nigeria, top Christian in that church in Nigeria, who was dating her. And then she just had a dream that the guy had a son. She said, no, God, you can't be telling me this. He doesn't have a son. I've been dating this guy for over a year now or two. And the Lord said, go on Facebook. You'll find him. Now, she's linked with the guy on Facebook. But nothing about the guy shows that he had a son. But what she did was she typed the guy's name into Facebook and two profiles came up. So apparently, she was only joined with the guy on one profile. Well, cut long story short, she contacted the guy's brother on social media and asked the brother that, does your brother have a child by another woman? And the guy confirmed it. Yes, it is true. My brother has a child by another woman. Now, so this lady was being led on in deception to believe that the man had no child. And I mean, this material fact was hidden away from her. but the Holy Spirit revealed it to her, and she confronted the guy. The guy was still denying, but when the guy saw that it wasn't, the game was up, he admitted it, and the lady just walked away straight away. Now that was the Holy Spirit that helped her. Do you understand? So if you do not subject your decisions, don't catch any feelings with any idiot, please. Anybody comes, pray about the person. Take the person's name to prayer and pray in tongues for hours over the person's head. The Holy Spirit will show you if the guy is a crook hiding stuff away from you. And God will never fail or disappoint you. With those three things I just told you, you can never be heartbroken. Seriously, in my own case too, I never went into a relationship. I never committed my heart into a relationship, to an emotional relationship. When I learned these truths, I never did it until I got clearance from the Holy Ghost that this is safe for me to do. I cherish my heart more than most of you people out there. I will never go into such a thing like that, except the Holy Spirit tells me it is safe to do so. Don't operate by guesswork. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Many of you have been on emotional destruction path because you went on a way that seemeth right to you and to your friends on social media, but you did not ask counsel from the mouth of God. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. To learn more about Soul Ties on Twitter, please follow our Shola Adio and our Soul Ties tweets. You can also visit www.breakingsoulties.com to read up on Soul Ties. To contact Shola Adio, please send an email to breakingsoulties@charisministries.org. That is KARIS. ministries.org. You can also chat with him on BBM by using the following pin: 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. We have come to the end of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. See you again same time next week. Jesus is Lord.